Good morning. How are you guys today? Fine. That's excellent. This is you know what month this is? August? Is this August? And my dad's been on my mind this month because 34 years ago in August, he passed away. And I guess I'd just been thinking about him. And so then when Miss Francie asked me if I had a story, I decided I'd just introduce you to my daddy. And he was, I got a picture here, if I can make my phone come on. Hang on a second. There he is. I got it. It's really small, but this is my daddy and my mommy before they even got married. So that was a long, long time ago. And not too long after they got married, after the war was over, they moved back to California, and a colporter selling books came to their door and asked my mom, would she like to buy some books? And my mom said, well, if you know how to tell me what the mark of the beast is, I'll buy your books. And eventually, my parents joined the Adventist Church. And I was about 2 years old when that happened. And my mom gave my dad a Bible about that time, and we still have it. And so I was thinking about my dad, and he was the kind of person who could fix things. If something broke, he could fix it. And he would rather fix things than buy a new one. But, you know, sometimes he didn't have a choice, and he'd have to buy a new one anyway. But he got this Bible, and I have it here, and he had this Bible for many, many years, and if you look at it closely, you can see that it's been fixed. Can you see what he fixed it with? Do you know what it is? Well, do you know what kind of tape it is? Duct tape, that's right. He got a new Bible, and so he thought, well, you know, you don't just throw a Bible away. I better fix this. So he fixed it with duct tape. And this duct tape has been on this Bible for at least 35 years, maybe longer. I don't really know. I don't know how long it's been on there. But I kind of like this Bible because my dad wrote in it. He wrote some verses that he liked. And well, this Bible is kind of like all the Bibles that we have, except, you know, I was curious about this, and maybe Pastor Tony knows, but I wondered how many different Bibles are there in the English language. Do you have any idea? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I asked Siri, because Siri knows just about everything. And Siri told me, read this. And read this. So I read two things that she showed me. One of them said that since about 500 years ago, in the 1500s, the first English Bible came out, and since then there have been about 500 versions in English of the Bible over the years. And if you want to count every time they make a revision or they redo one of the old ones, it could be almost twice that many. I don't know how many they have out there right now, but somebody's got something to say besides me. Anyway, that was just an aside. So anyhow, I like this Bible because my dad used to read to us out of it, and he'd read us all kinds of different Bible stories. And do you know the Bible stories that are in here? What's the first one you can think of that might be in there? What's the very first thing in the Bible? In Genesis. It's creation story. It tells how God made the world, and he made it with people that are in his image because he wanted us to be here to be his special people. Because apparently there are lots of other worlds out there that we don't know too much about, but the people on earth are made in God's image, and that's us. And then over the years, he arranged for this Bible to be written in it. And so we have everything in the Bible that we need to know about God, and it's in in God's words, words that he gave to his prophets and his people to write down. And when my dad got this Bible, he liked apparently he liked the New Testament a lot, because you can see on this page, he underlined lots of things and he wrote some notes in there. And I happen to know that his favorite verse in the Bible was the Beatitudes, that tells us all about how all the blessings that different people get from the Lord. And I just remember with a great deal of fondness how my father would read to us, read from the Bible and read from the Bible stories all about the things that we need to know. And there's one verse in here that maybe you guys already remember, but I think it's probably about the best one of all the verses, is John 3:16. And I'll read it to you, but if you know the words, you can say them with me. Do you know this one, John 3:16? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And to me, that's just the best thing to know. And I'm just thankful to have the Bible, have the Bible to read today. So I hope that when you get a Bible, that you'll spend some time reading it and be blessed by God's word. Let's say a prayer. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us your word in your Bible. Thank you for our good memories of our parents and our family. And we pray that you'll come soon and take us all to heaven. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You can go back to your seats, and don't forget to pick up your plates over on the side and down the middle. Thank you.
Good morning. Our scripture this morning is Genesis 3:7.